You guys are playing
Friday night at Buzzbecue. Yeah, we got Dry County and OTR. Is that right?
Yes, sir.
What's your names?
Mike Johnson.
Mike Johnson and?
I'm Jake Ware.
You guys are the lead singers? Play the guitar and lead?
Yep. I'm with Dry County, and he's with OTR.
Did you see the thing on Gary Sinise last night on 60 Minutes?
Mm-hmm.
You know who he is.
Yeah.
He, after he played the role in Forrest Gump, he started getting all these people coming up to him saying that these people that have been...
He had no legs in the movie.
And he had no... These people with no legs were coming up to him just worshiping him. So he was like, wow, man, I just played this guy in a movie. What if I... And he started this huge following. He tours 52 times a year. He's got a band. And they go to different bases around the country and perform.
Gary Sinise, huh?
Yeah,
really. Kevin Costner, all these guys, actors are doing the band.
Yeah, and they made a big deal out of him, and he was really into it. He got emotional at one time. He was talking about one guy he interviewed was triplegic, missing one arm, two legs.
Wow.
And the guy said, I thought I had it rough till I met a quadriplegic. And this guy had no arms and no legs, and he was married, and they built a house for him. It's really a great story about a band. I just thought I'd throw that in since we're talking about bands.
Well, you guys are playing Friday night, which has become now, Buzzbecue is so big, it's a two-night deal, or actually a two-day deal where you have a party Friday night, and that's become a big deal. What kind of music you guys play?
Mostly country, a little bit southern rock. We'll throw in some old classics.
Both of you?
Yeah, same here.
Do y'all know each other?
Yeah.
So do y'all open for one another, or you're always the big act?
We have before.
Yeah.
You're usually the main, you'll alternate who opens?
Yeah,
who do you think is a better band between the two of you?
We've actually been around. Dry County's been around for a little bit longer.
Okay.
Jake and them got started.
Yeah,
we
got started up last summer, and
who gets the hotter girls?
Probably Jake. I'm
okay. You what?
I'm taking.
Okay.
Good move.
Who's your favorite bands between the two of you?
Well, right now you got them on the wall. Stoney LaRue is probably my favorite.
All right.
Out of Texas.
Yeah, Stoney, Randy Rogers. Pretty much any of them Texas bands.
So, Russell, y'all don't go to the big commercial bands that everybody knows. You go with the Texas band. That's something.
Mainstream's a little bit too much.
Who's this new band that's running around with Buffett where the lead singer wears the toboggan?
Oh, that's
Zach Brown.
Yeah. Y'all don't like all the commercial guys, huh?
We do. It's just their music's so mainstream now. It's taking over the market. They kind of shove it down your throat, but that's all right.
I got you.
Tell you one niche that's not out there. Need to get a Sawyer Brown cover band. Anybody ever do that?
Sawyer Brown cover band.
You know, I used to like him. Roger fell in love with him, because I think they're all right.
Oh, they were all right. Well, who was that influence as a kid? It had to be a mainstream band as a kid now, right?
For me, it's probably George Strait.
Okay.
You used to like him until I fell in love with him?
Tell you,
because I like him, that means there must be something wrong with him?
They're too small to have a man crush on, and you got a man crush on the cowboy hat wearing guy.
You like him before the ball head or after?
His name is Mark Miller is his name.
See, I don't know.
You like him before the ball head?
I followed him ever since they appeared with Ed McMahon on Star Search.
That's right. Who was yours? Who was your band as a kid?
I'd probably have to say George Michael Montgomery.
Oh, I tell you, boy, it had our attention there for a second there. George Michael Montgomery.
Never mind. Let's hear these.
Who is this? This is OTR, right? Called Dead Goat Ranch.
And we got a story about that, too.
Dead Goat Ranch?
I hope so.
Yeah. Well, I don't even know what OTR stands for. Do we need to know?
It needs an explanation.
Yeah, I'll have to explain.
Okay.
But this comes out 20 years ago. It's played on rock and roll stations. Now it's country. Like, if the Eagles came out today, they would be country.
Do you consider yourselves country bands?
Pretty much.
Yeah. You can lose your mind and you can lose your loot. Either way, you're gonna lose at the Dead Goat Ranch. Like a John Daly story. Dead Goat Ranch.
All right, tell us a little bit about Dead Goat Ranch.
All right, Bracey, this is for you. Bracey Axton's a good friend of ours. As a matter of fact, he kind of opened up his home, and he just pretty much said, "Hey, I got a metal barn to go play in," and that's kind of where the band started. Everybody in the band has been friends of mine for quite some time, and it was one of those things where we just kind of looked at each other and said, "Why ain't we doing this? You know, when everybody else is, why ain't we?" And So the people I got in the band, I mean, I got a couple rockers. There's a couple of country guys. I mean, you know, we try to make it work. But lead guitarist Grant McPherson from Benton, he gives us a southern rock sound. Halston Schuyler's our drummer out of Hot Springs, and he's one hell of a drummer. As a matter of fact, he's probably one of the best ones I've ever seen.
But where did Dead Goat come from?
Dead Goat Ranch is what we call Bracey's place.
Okay.
And the story behind that is he had a goat as a pet, and it got hot one summer after he moved out there, and this goat died.
So that's where we got.
So well, we was gonna name it.
So it's a love song.
for Bracey, yes, for Bracey, it's a love song.
He had a pet goat.
Well, if anybody knows about goats, it's you.
Well, so OTR stands for what?
OTR actually stands for on the reg.
On what?
On the reg, and not rag, women. It's reg, and what that means, it's regular, happens all the time, it's no big deal.
On a real, that's hip.
We know what kids are saying. We know what you kids are saying.
Daddy-o. Well, we're hip to that trip, man.
Well, I figured we could contribute to the text messaging, you know, era. Ah, and, you know, OMWs, you know, from my way. And
so OTR.
So OTR means.
On the reg.
It's happening.
That's
it's going
all right.
Down.
Yeah, see, Tommy's hip with that.
I'm down with that, man.
Yes, sir, Daddy.
This probably is going to be something that we'll...
Is Dry County next?
Sayonara. No, adieu. Adios. Que sera, sera. And happy trails to you till we meet again.
Happy trails to you.
No matter how you say it, it all means goodbye to yet another annual Gravely Mowers Meet Roger Scott Tour. And we wrap it all up at Gravel Ridge Small Engine in Jacksonville this Friday.
Wow.
Though it won't be the same without listening to Roger go on and on about how much he's in love with his Gravely Mower, they'll be back again next spring. But till then, it's your last chance to see the guys live from a Gravely dealer. And it all wraps up this Friday in Gravel Ridge.
Yeah. That's how, let me tell you, Tommy, that's how you get trips to Hawaii and different places by your sponsor, by getting promos like that. Well done.
I was telling Karen of the situation that occurred Friday.
Yeah.
And she says, well, you know, it happens. So we're at my mother's Sunday, and I'm telling the story briefly. And Karen, Mike was there. Mike goes, yeah, there's this one guy I work with that doesn't like Roger, too. And somebody said something about Basil. And I said, hey, I know that there's people out there talking about. And I didn't even get it about my mouth that people talk bad about me. And they were like, oh, yeah. I'm like, damn, man. Could you at least let me get the sentence out? Right. I mean, they all. One was Basil, one was Roger, but when I said that, people, oh yeah, they talk about you. I'm like, damn, I don't feel so good right now.
Well, thanks for sharing that one. That's nice. I'd like to know who the guy is, Mike.
Well, I've told you the other day, and you worry about this way too much. If everybody likes you, you're doing something wrong.
That's right. Again, he on the next perceptual, he wants to at least be hated. Remember, that was the deal.
Well, the perceptual thing,
I've got you beaten most hated, remember? I was the most disliked, I think, of the show. You got
But you had good and bad. I mean, I didn't even make a blimp on that.
You look at the following. Howard Cosell, they loved him or hate him, he was the biggest. Rush Limbaugh, you love him or you hate him, he's the biggest.
As long as you pay
Howard
attention.
Stern, you love him or you hate him, he's the biggest.
Fine company to be in. Thank you, Tommy.
Well, it's just a fact. Politicians, I remember David Pryor won an election with 56% of the vote, which means 46.
That's right.
44 voted against him, and they were asking what it was like to win by a landslide. He goes, "Well, before I walk down the street now, I only have 4.5 people that hate me instead of 5.5.
Right.
So you can't gauge that. You just can't gauge that. So get over it.
Hey, RJ, do you have that little thing where Tommy mimicked me earlier?
Not yet.
Okay.
I will say this real quick of the L's. Let's see if our three young people. Can you name me? Can you name me one song by Little Richard? Can any three of you, or Jerry Lee Lewis?
Oh gosh!
Very good. Very good.
Come on. But what about Little Richard?
I can't name any.
Lost on that one.
No, you're kidding.
Well, you know,
is it Lucille?
Elvis.
Yeah, that's it. Lucille. Yeah, Lucille's one.
Very good. Elvis covered a lot of Little Richard stuff, and a lot of people think some of his.
Fill in the blank. Good golly, Miss
Molly.
All right.
Yeah.
It's very good that we don't have any Little Richard because there's none in the
system. We have no Little Richard in the system.
Well, it's because the man's trying to keep him down.
That's terrible.
My favorite Jerry Lee Lewis song. Nobody else likes it, but I like it.
Both those guys could play the piano.
Oh, no. I love his country stuff. Are you kidding?
What made Milwaukee famous made a loser out of me.
Everybody.
It's late and she's waiting. And I know I should go home. But every time I start to leave,
that beer drinking music right there.
It's honky tonk. Another song. Then someone buys another round, and wherever drinks are free.
Everybody,
what made Milwaukee famous has made a fool out of me.
Oh, Jerry Lee.
When he mentions his name in songs, that's when I like
it. Well, I'm going to tell you, between Little Richard and Jerry Lee Lewis, both of them, I mean, I don't know if there's any, has there ever been performers that played the piano better and sang better at the same time?
Well, you got Ray Charles, Ronnie Millsap. They were piano
players.
They
didn't play like these guys did.
I bet, sorry, you're Brown's pianist.
Does anybody play the piano anymore? That's, you know, Lady Gaga actually does actually play the piano. Some
well,
of her
we
stuff.
Yeah, we did Billy Joel and Elton John. Of
yeah,
course.
they were big piano guys, but these guys are obviously back in the '50s. Oh, hard to believe that.
Well, he rocked with that piano. He and Little Richard. I mean, yeah, that was their guitar.
What did Tommy? What did Jerry Lee Lewis say to who? Did he say he was?
He said it to Chuck Berry.
Yeah, after he said it on that. Fire. Follow that, killer.
That was the obviously the good old day, the beginning of rock and roll. Yeah, Chuck Berry and Little Richard, Jay Lee Lewis and Elvis, and good stuff.
A lot of people are comparing Nathan to Jerry Lee Lewis. How could you blow it all just like all that one thing? You had it all right there, right there.
She's my second cousin.
That's right. Well, I was married to my first wife when I married my second wife.
My favorite story I have is they were spreading the rumor that Jerry Lee Lewis had married his cousin was 14 years old. He goes, "That's a damn lie. First of all, everybody knows she's 13.
Jerry Lee just came, it's too bad Elvis came along. All those guys, you know, it would have probably been just even bigger stars than they were.
Mr. Lewis, is there anything you would like to say to the people of England?
England, it's mine.
And one of our favorite L's that we know personally. This is another thing that I'm going to bring up tomorrow. Movie soundtracks. Do they make them anymore?
I think they do, but they don't
they
have
do?
The...
They
do.
This one of my favorites.
Which one? This one?
Yeah, Johnny Lee.
Urban Cowboy.
Urban Cowboy was a great one.
Yeah, Johnny Lee's a character, let me tell
Julie,
you.
Julie, you heard of Urban Cowboy?
I have heard it, but I've never seen it.
Okay.
See, I'm probably the oldest guy in this group anyway.
How old are you?
I'll be 37 next month. Hell
yeah. This is a good movie. It had a good soundtrack, yeah.
Oh, my gosh, yeah. Well, I think a lot of the soundtracks now are great for your iPod workouts with the boom, boom,
Whitney
boom.
Houston, who died recently, obviously, Bodyguard, that was a big soundtrack.
What was the biggest one ever, you think?
Movie
Saturday
soundtrack?
I'd say Grease.
Or Saturday Night Live, one of those. Yeah. I mean, Saturday Night Fever, rather.
Best little whorehouse in Texas.
I think not.
Looking for love in all the wrong places. Looking for love in too many faces.
I remember Nathan, we went up there and did a show, and he kept dogging Johnny Lee, talking about Johnny Lee this, Johnny Lee that. Johnny Lee came down the staircase at John Daly's house, and Nathan saw him for the first time, and Johnny Lee's,
he's stocky.
Yeah. I said, "Hey, Nathan, you gonna kick his ass?"
Yeah.
No, man. I like Johnny Lee. Yeah. I like Johnny Lee.
Put bang on the door, bang. Just the same thing you did to Ray Rogers.
Didn't he have a second hit? He had two hits, didn't he?
Yeah, he did.
Only
well,
two,
I mean, he
two
did,
big ones.
He did that. He covered that Yellow Rose again, and there was another one that he did. I can't remember.
Julia,
no
what's your music of choice?
Pop. I'm really big on Adele right now.
Okay, Adele's a big. It's funny, even those ladies in there earlier here that were in their 50s probably, and they were into Adele. Yeah, she's got a sort of a old school voice that's still popular now.
Yep, you're going to watch duets?
Is that, it might intrigue me.
Do you watch any of those shows?
The Voice. I watched it a little bit.
The Voice,
I like The Voice. I don't like American Idol anymore. It's kind of watered
Yeah,
out,
I think it's.
Down.
I think
but
it's
you know what my sentence for tonight is? Every Monday night I have to sit through 2 hours of? Dancing with the freaking stars.
I don't mind that show.
Because of the women.
That's if you look at the girls.
Tommy,
I looked up 2 weeks in a row, I put my headphones on and read the paper, but sometimes there's not that much in the paper, and I just happen to let the paper down like that, and I look up, and I see Urkel dancing.
Well, he's gone now, right?
Urkel's gone.
By the way, another L that I'm surprised Tom hadn't mentioned yet, Loretta Lynn. Got a couple emails on that one.
You know that Zooey Deschanel? Did you see that about her?
Going to play Loretta Lynn on Broadway,
on
right?
Broadway, yeah.
We'll take you to the break with Johnny Lee, our favorite Johnny Lee, if nothing else.
There's a yellow rose in Texas. I'm going home to see.
And the chick's name's Lane Brody. Anybody ever heard of her?
Who?
Lane Brody.
Lane Brody. Lane Brody. Gosh, that sounds familiar. I'm thinking Adrian Brody.
We'll get to Dry County on after the break back there, RJ. Let's go to break, get that out of the way. And we'll do that, and we'll be back and shut down the last half hour because, God, I need a nap. A nap and golf. That's the other stuff we do. Yeah, that's other stuff we do. I'm going to take a nap, and then about 2 o'clock, go play some golf.
I like that idea.
That's a full day, babe.
That is a full day.
There's a little Lane Brody.
Well, Johnny knew what he was doing,
didn't he? Yes, he did.
Be back in a minute.